Hello, is this Hits from the Street?
What's going on, man? I mean, can I first off by saying, man, it's an absolute pleasure and an honor, superstar. Can I just say that?
Yes, you may.
Okay, thank you very much, Counselor. Thank you very much.
What's going on, Al?
Man, I'm easy like Sunday morning, man. Just getting ready for this big BET Awards going down July 1st at 8 p.m. in L.A. going crazy. It's the show that's too big to miss. Hosted by Sam Axton Jackson, man. It's going down. It's going to be crazy live from L.A.
And you're gonna do your hits on the street type commentary on the red carpet.
I was dropped when I was born, and I'm damaged good. So you know, we did this nomination special, the BET Awards nomination special already. We shot that in New York as well as L.A. And that actually airs. It's called the BET Awards nomination special, The Chosen.
That comes on tomorrow night at 7:30.
Yeah, 7:30 Eastern and Pacific time, right after 106 The Park, hosted by me, the craziest yours truly.
Crazy, like is right.
Yeah, I mean, I'm like a chocolate covered hyena. You never know what's going to come out my mouth or out my face or where I'm going to be. You just got to be careful. I'm dangerous.
So, will Samuel L. Jackson be there, and will he cuss you out?
You may indeed have Sam Jackson. Like, damn. You can't hear him say that because I'm just damaged good. I'm out of control.
Out of control. What do you hear from the hits on the street? There's certain things that are happening right now, like let's say the Chris Brown Drake bottle throwing incident in New York. Has hits from the street heard anything?
I mean, my inside scoop is this, man. First of all, they are too rich to be fighting. Unless your first name starts with Floyd or last name is Mayweather, you should not be throwing anything but money at strippers. I mean, don't throw nothing. It's retardiculous, man. Like, bottles? Come on, man. If you play hockey, the L.A. Kings, I stay in L.A., and L.A. Kings just won the Stanley Cup, and none of those dudes have teeth in their mouth. Chris Brown, you done enough swinging in your lifetime, man. Unless you plan on being a professional boxer, stop swinging, man. Stop swinging. Stop throwing bottles. Dre, come on, man. You're too pretty. Your hair has waves that make me seasick when I see you, so I don't need you to throw nothing. Just be good. Just sing and rap. Sing and rap. Do what y'all do. Sing and rap. Tap dance like Sammy Davis Jr., Sammy, kind of mankind. What you don't want to do is fight, man. That's just not a good thing. Y'all can't right, free to fight. Free dudes can't fight. I mean, they can, but shouldn't. Sugar Ray Leonard was pretty, and he fought. But, I mean, besides, you see Sugar Ray's eye now. He got that little almost Biggie eye, almost that Stuart Scott eye.
Oh, my God.
It slipped out, man. It slipped out. I'm sorry.
Out of control, man. He's out of control.
It's out of control. All right. Never know what's going to happen.
All right, hits from the street. Justin Bieber played the Apollo Theater last night. What's the word from Hits from the Street with Justin Bieber at the Apollo last night? Do you have anything?
I mean, I just want to be white for the night, man. I mean, white people can do anything. This boy's, what, like 11 years old? No, I mean, he's maybe 16 now, 18, 17, wherever it is. Hanging out with Puffy, walking out there looking shook and scared out of his mind, Floyd Mayweather boxing match. I mean, he looked absolutely ridiculous and crazy. But he pulled it off. First, I think he forgot that he was with the black people, and he, like, walked into the arena, and you saw his eyes, and I'm like, damn, where the hell am I at? Okay, wait a second, pause, give him the game face, smile, pretty teeth, give it to him, nice good hairdo. Then he realized he's with the dudes that can fight, so then he was cool after that. He was holding a belt that was actually, felt like he had a car on his shoulder, so he was about to collapse with that belt on, but it was all good. It ended up being okay. But, yeah, Apollo Theater, man, come on. White people in Apollo, we can't go to Nashville. We can't go to the Grand Ole Opry and get on stage. Can't do it. We will get hung up and strung up before we get anywhere near the Grand Ole Opry. Some stuff you just can't mess with the white people. And, like, Opry and Nashville, that's their stuff. Apollo, you can get up on Apollo. White people can get on Apollo. We can't get in Nashville, though. I don't know what it is. But, I mean, he does his thing, so, man, I give him props. But white boy's bad. He's bad. Justin Timberlake, there's three white boys that can get away with anything in black America. Justin Timberlake, Justin Bieber, and Robin Thicke. Robin Thicke got a black chick, so he can get away with anything. He gets a pass.
Hits from the Street. The Chosen, a half-hour special. Talking about the nominees for the BET Awards show that airs July 1st. On BET tomorrow night at 7:30 Eastern.
7:30 Eastern and Pacific. And the crazy thing is we did something different this year. We ran up on the nominees and caught them in precarious positions and locations like A$AP Rocky, Big Sean, a couple of people I can't talk about yet. But it's crazy because you don't can't believe what they were doing when I found them with their pants down, sometimes almost literally. That's all I'm saying.
I'm glad you're back, Hits.
And then check this out, too. I got a brand new movie out right now on iTunes called The Other Black Guy Running for President. That's on iTunes right now. Yes, I said it. The Black Guy Running for President. You want to be retardiculous, laugh your lips off your face. It's like the Walmart of funny. It's something for everybody in there.
I like this
face
right here.
Balled up like a back knuckle. Let funny free your face. Yeah. Check this out. I said The Other Black Guy Running for President.
Hits from the street. 20.